Marius.
Je hebt me een vreugd om hier zijn van Niels Marius en ik wil allen hartelijk welkom heten. En we denken aan Thanksgiving of dankbaar zijn, dan denk ik helemaal aan psalmist David. De psalms wat hij geschreven heeft. En veel van die geven prijs en thanks to God. En ik wil bloos met een vers aanvangen, Psalm 107, vers 1. Zegt, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. En we denken aan al die dingen wat God ons heeft met gezien. Dat geeft ons niet een optie, maar om te prijzen en te bedanken voor alles wat hij voor ons deed en ons geeft. Zo wel we aanvangen met een gebed. Ons grote God en hemelse Vader, we komen voor die van Niels Marius. En wanneer we terugkijken in ons leven, we zijn dat u has ons veel meer beschutst. U has ons gezegend door de goede tijden, door de zware tijden. We weten dat wanneer we zouden krijgen wat ons treffen would, dan ik weet niet hoe we zijn worden, maar die has ons met die leven beschutst, of met die leven has die eeuwen ons geschad, en die has ons door de zware tijden gedreigd. En vanuit wel we waren zijn, dankzij voor alles wat die gedaan has voor ons. En especially wanneer we denken aan ons salvation, wat Jezus je doen heeft ons op den kruis Golgotha. Zijn bloed verschet, en dan in een graf, dat graf kon zijn charpa niet bijhouden, en die heeft hem ware leven gegeven. En Jezus is ons rara. Jezus is ons Savior, en we bedanken die dat die has aan je heeft gedood. Mocht u meer aan zijn van Niels Marius, die leven, die genood en die vrede. Dit bidden we in Jezus zijn naam. Amen. Waar we met een paar leiden aanvangen.
Nummer 359, Christi ware Säulenlicht.
Leben in mir schafft,
Allein doch nicht ganz allein mit 234.
Dankeschön für Singen. Und wenn wir Romans Chicken Fennel und eine Welt nennen, sein, was alles fair jetzt, dann sieht uns alles vielleicht ein bisschen düster. Aber wenn wir nicht checken, wo Gott ist, wir können nicht in den Himmel checken, aber wir wissen, dass Gott ist ewans. Und wenn wir nicht checken, und ich stelle ein wenig mit Titi ab, und dann kann ich die Stirn so sein, und ein wenig, wenn die Sonne abkommt, dann sehe ich auch, und stört wacker, ihr wisst, und das ist interessant, woran er alles sein wird. on an object. Because when an object in the himmel, in the stars, in the sun, in the moon, we wait not God, have dort gemerkt. Have dort dohan gesagt. Now when we turn an object in sein, for grout ons God as. Wo stark er ist. Und dann, wenn ich mit wieder aufcheck, und dann sage ich, all diese Menschen, die hier auf das Erdball sind. Und Gott beschützt uns noch einmal. Er sehnt uns. Wir haben gleich alle ein Bad zum Schlupfen, ein Hüsten dann gehen. Wir haben alle genug Eten zum Eten. Wir können schlupfen gehen mit einem voller Buck, vielleicht zu voll. Und wir sehen, was Gott von uns tut. Sehr wir haben Dank vor. Are we thankful for what I've von's dead. And meantime, I ask in bed, when we bloß von dieser Welt mit Wach checken down and the God checken, nur the positive Dinge checken, but God von's dead, dann wird uns das Leben viel leichter sein. And meantime, I ask that we have a God who all is möglich is. I will in part von einer Versprüchen, Matthäus Kapitel 19, Vers 26. Das sagt hier, but Jesus beheld them, oder Jesus checknant, and zetant, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Er sagt, mit uns, mit der Menschheit, wir dürfen nicht möglich sein, but mit Gott sind alle Dinge möglich. Du hast nicht, was Gott nicht kann tun. Dann, wenn wir checken, wo er diese Welt anfängt, in 1. Mose, Genesis, Kapitel, 1. Kapitel. Und ich war hier bloß ein paar Vers nehmen, sagt uns dort, dort in das Kapitel, dass Gott hat alles gemerkt, aber das erste Ding, was er merken, da wie das erhielt. So krank in the erste Vers, that sagt, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. On Anfang, mir Gott in Himmel und in Erd. Dann werden wir mal denken, wird dit möglich sein mit uns? No, it would nicht sein. But Gott konnte tun. Dann jede Ahn, wo heute das Licht mögt und alles, was wir von dir haben, was wir können sein, die Tieren und die Sonne, die Moon und die Stirn. Dann in Vers 31, da sagt es, and God saw, God checked up seine Arbeiten ab. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And mean you denken that Want God hat alles sehr gut gemacht. Warum schau wie nicht das Gute sein, was er gemacht hat? Warum complain wie vielmal und sanken uns zwischen einem anderen, wenn Gott alles sehr gut gemacht hat? Ich weiß, dass es ein bisschen schwer ist, um all die Positives zu sein, was Gott hat getan. Aber es nimmt ein bisschen Arbeit, wenn wir noch all die Positives checken. Wenn wir mal dankbar sein, dann werden all die Troubles, die in der Welt sind, sehr clean sein. Because Gott ist viel grater. Because we have a God that we nicht as impossible mit him. Ich fange an mit einem Vers von Psalm 107. Und ich will das Psalm mal durchgehen. Psalm 107. Und der Psalmist und mir Vers hier trägen in das Leben in der Tinge Israel. Und er bedankt Gott für wo er die Tinge Israel geleitet hat durch die schwere Tiden. The first verse was, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That's the first sagt uns, that his mercy, seine Gnade, sein Gott, was er will, ob diese Menschheit beschützen, was für immer sein. Das Wort nicht hinter an, das Wort angehen für immer. Vers 2 sagt, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Die, wat he gerat haf, redeemed, sagt er, from the hand of the enemy. David schrift hier von de enemy via die, wat feiten de jen ernt, de Tinger Israel. Und wir weiten in der Zeit wieder war und sie fighten und sie jingen einen an und jenen an. Und David schrift hier, die hast uns von der Hand von den Enemy redeemed oder beschützt oder die hast uns gesaved. In Vers 3 und er sagte, And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. So from jeder Kant, sagt er, hast du uns gehalten. Dann in Vers 5 fängt er an und er checkt trig. He said, sagt, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. So the Tinge Israel, we weit not they wären in a wilderness for 40 Jahre, Maya, sag in a solitary way. Don't mind that allein. This allein sein. Solitary. And we gleichen nicht allein sein. We gleichen when somebody asked what we can mit reden, what mit uns will Gemeinschaft haben. It sagt in a wilderness, wir ne allein. Da meint er, der Tinge Israel, Gott leitend da. Das nicht, dass er entwaschmieten deid, but sie mussten ein Lesson lernen. In Vers 5 sagt er, hungrig und durstig, their soul fainted in them. Er ist Seil. Er hat Energie. Er hat Maut. Wie aber da, wo sie abgeben wollen. Vers 6 sagt, Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of the hand of their distresses. They cried. They fallen up ere Jezech forgot, and prachten met God, that hij zal ons zeven. Dat hij ons zo van ere schwore tiden riet neem. And he led them forth by the right way. Hij led en van ere distresses riet. Hij zegt de rechte weg. That they might go to a city of habitation. De eerste zeven versen hier, dat remind me veel meer van ons leven. Veel meer in de goede tijden dan vergeet wie wer God is, hoe groot hij is. En dat hij ons nog zien deed. Dan komen we eens meer bij de punt waar we denken dat we gaan alles zelf doen. We gaan alles onder controle. Maar hebben we? Wanneer God wordt zijn hand wegnemen van ons, wat wordt dat loten? Dat would crack Sister King Israel in the wilderness zijn. Dan would we align zijn. We wouldn zeer schwere tijden hebben. Dan vers 8 zegt, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. David schrift hier, One man bloos would God prijzen voor al die goede dingen en de werken, works dat wat hij deed in ons leven. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Hij felt ons met zijn goodness. Such as sit in darkness and the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Hij zei, en ik geloof hij meint, en je fankness zetten. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death. China hopening, en je fankness. Dan vers 11 zegt, because they rebelled against God's word, against the words of God, and contempt the counsel of the Most High. They hearkt nicht naar God's word. Zegt, they rebelled against God's word. Die ging jen aan. They hearkt nicht naar de leiders, contempt the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Hij bracht hen door. Wat? Hij zegt met labor. Psalmist hier wordt geschreven van zij in bondage waren in Egypt. Ze moesten zwaar schaffen. En het zegt, en there was none to help. Dan hebben we wat hopen in vers 13. And then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. And here war as I were to come but the point where they war a trigna God chicken died. And he saved them again. God will go. 14 sagt, and he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And Schrift war, oh, that we wouldn't God praisen for what I did. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. And he hath broke, fools because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. I say, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. So David sagt, wann wir wollen mit Weisheit schaffen, dann werden wir Gott preisen. Werden wir sein Wort hören. Verse 18, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Hier war er, wird schon sein, dass die horchen ich, nur die Gesatz, was die Tinge Israel holden, und war er, Champ Gott, nur er sieht, und hilft ihn, eat ihre Distresses, eat ihre Trouble. He sent his sword, he sent his word, and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And this is a far shift to Iremol in this capital. That man would den Gott preisen for sein gute Dinge, what he tons did. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. I read here from the great ships and at Meer. And we wait not from there how we grow to ships and at Meer, what Dinger han and trick drehen von ein Land but at andere, even Aden. But that's nicht what we grow to uns Gott has. Verse 25, and he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Hij reed van ons leven. Waar we zijn, tijden in ons leven zo hoog zijn. En de nächste tijd zijn we zo leeg. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Nico was ein, das stimmt vielleicht mit uns leben einsmal. Wo wir han und trick gehen, dat sagt so ein Mensch, was du nennst, Und wir kommen bei uns eng. Und wir wissen nicht, wo wir drehen sollen. But our 28 sagt dort, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Emma and Emma, when they mentioned Trigom to God, helped the end. Then they are glad because they be quiet, so that he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground. Nu wel we checken, is a farschen. De farsch wat ik aanvang, met God is alles mogelijk. Kovi en river drie merken, wat wie de mogelijkheid hebben? No, we hebben niet. De water springs. We hebben niet veel water springs, maar wanneer we in de BC voren, hebben we water springs, een spring van water, wat uit de mountains komen. Hij zegt, en de water springs into dry ground. God kon de drie merken. A fruitful land into a barrenness. And land wat goud vruchtbaar brengt dat, kon hij opdrien. De wilderness merken. For the wickedness of them that dwell therein. So that's important when we na God hearken doen, that we praisen doen. He turneth the wilderness into standing water, and dry ground into water springs. Krak de onderweg. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for a habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through opposition, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon the princesses, and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Who is wise, and who will observe the things? Even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. En zo al deze dingen wat in dit kapitel geschreven is, de goede tijden, de zware tijden, die zijn daar om ons dicht te bieden om naar God te leiden. En wel we dan denken dat God is in controle van alles. Zo wat we even gaan naar de tweede poort. Voor die wat gaan wel ons hand knijen en stel het gebed. En zo, ik vreel dat je met mij aan je bed gaat. Dit beden we alles in Jezus' naam. Amen.
Take the blue book and turn to number 211, A Shelter in a Time of Storm. Number 211, could we stand, please?
Song to go with what I just said in Psalm 107, where David, he made a comparison. He looked back and yet he pointed to the real Savior, Jesus Christ, when he said that, in the wilderness they wandered, but they found no city to dwell in. And so Jesus became, the children of Israel looked to God because Jesus hadn't come yet. And they followed his laws, but now we are so fortunate to have Jesus as our Savior. When we cry out in our distresses and in our times of trouble, Jesus comes to us through his Spirit. And your congregation, his Spirit is very alive today. It's very real. If we will get into his Word, we will pray, God is alive. The workings of Jesus is alive. Going back to what I started with is, are you serving a God of all possibilities? Or are you looking what man is trying to do? And like Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, with men this is impossible. We know man has accomplished a lot of things. But when we look into the spiritual realm of our life, but when we look into eternity, has nothing to do with what man has done. Has all to do with what God has done. And this verse comes right after they were talking about how a rich man could get into the kingdom of heaven. Because we know how riches control people. And actually, it's very evident how riches control the whole world today. And we look to a God and we look for salvation through Jesus Christ. And we say, how is this possible? And that's why he said that with God all things are possible. But I want to take that verse into different contexts for the time that I have left this morning. And I want to look at a very familiar man in the scriptures. Hopefully he's familiar. If not, we'll read about him today in Judges chapter 6. His name was Gideon. Gideon was chosen by our great God to lead his people and to fight a fight. But Gideon was a little hesitant if he was that man whom God wanted to lead this army. And so I think we've maybe heard this test that Gideon put out to God. And I just want to read a few verses in verse 33 of Judges chapter 6. It says, then all the Midianites, so the Midianites and Amalekites, they were the people that the enemy that the children of Israel were against. These are the people that they were fighting against. It says, so then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him, and he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him, and he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali. Sorry, I don't pronounce these words very well. And they came up to meet him. And so now in verse 36 it says, and Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, he says, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand as thou hast said. Think about that. If you put a piece of, I'll call this fleece, a piece of wool or cloth on the floor and or outside, and say to God, if that fleece is dry and it's all wet around it on the ground, then I will know it's from you. Then I will know that you want me to do this. How many of you could do that? To make that piece of wool dry and the ground wet? Any of you have capabilities of doing that? No, It's impossible with men, but with God it's possible. And that's why Gideon said, you know, God, this is my test to see if it's you want me. And what happened? Verse 38, and it was so, for he arose up early in the morrow, or in the morning, and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Verse 37, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if it be dew on the fleece only, and be dry upon the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. And it was so, for he rose up early in the morning and thrust a fleece together, or he wringed it out, and wringed out the dew of the fleece and a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto the Lord, let not thine anger be hot against me. So he really didn't believe God yet. God just did an impossible thing for which man was impossible. And Gideon says, God, don't be mad at me. Let's try this one more time. How often don't we say that? God, this is too hard to believe. Let's try this one more time. And he says, God, don't be mad at me. And I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with this fleece. Let it now be dry upon the fleece, and upon the ground let there be dew. Right the opposite of the first one. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Two times God did something very easy and possible for him to do. And yet it was impossible for man to do. And then we see, when we read further, Gideon takes charge of this army of the children of Israel. God wants to do some more impossible things, or what looks like is impossible to men. Chapter 7, I'll read starting at verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, was his another name for him, and the Lord and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by a hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now the Lord had dealt many times with the children of Israel. And so what he said to Gideon was that your army is, there's too many people in there for them to fight against the Midianites. He says there's too many people in your army so that I can give the Midianites over into your hands, or that you may conquer them. And then he gives a reason, lest they vaunt themselves, or they become prideful and say, ha ha, look what we could do. Verse 3, he says, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let them return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000 and there remained 10,000. Friends, think of this. So God says to Gideon, all your people that are afraid and fearful, send them home. They're no good to me. I can't use them. If you add the two up, there's 32,000 people. 22,000 people went home because they were afraid. 10,000 left. Verse 4, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. He's already reduced it by two-thirds, and there's yet too many people. He says, bring them down to the water, and I will try them. I will try them for thee there. That's an interesting phrase. God says, I will try them there for you. Gideon, I'll do the work for you. You just watch. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought them down, the people, unto the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him thou shalt set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. Now, I'm just going to pause there a bit. That's quite a test. He says, those that are going to drink water like a dog. And we know how a dog drinks water. He sticks out his tongue and he laps it up. Now just think about this. So Gideon's watching these people, 10,000 of them, how they're going to drink water. If they're going to drink water like a dog, or are they going to bow down their knees and stick their mouth in the water and suck it up? I'm presuming that's what he's meaning. And verse 6, he says, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to the mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you. Wow. From 32,000 to 300. Think about that. 32,000 to 300. He says, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, the children of Israel, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. With 300 people, he's going to deliver the enemy into their hand. He's going to let them conquer them. He says, let all the other people go, every man to his place. He says, send everyone else home. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he set the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men and the host. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. The Midianites were in the valley. Now just listen to this. And it came to pass The same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go with Pura, thy servant, go down to the host. So God said to Gideon, if told him, I want you to go down there, but if you're fearing a bit, then take your servant. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Purah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like what? It says like grasshoppers. We all know what a grasshopper is. If you didn't have any this summer, you could come to our place. Or a little bit north of our place where it's very sandy, you would have seen grasshoppers. And lots of them. It says these Midianites and Amalekites, they lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. That's how many there was. It says, and their camels were without number, as the sand of the seaside for multitude. There's a lot of sand in a seaside. They had a lot of camels. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and says, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian. He says, A loaf of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came up into the tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it, and the tent lay along. In other words, the tent fell over. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the man of Israel, for unto his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. So in this dream, it was to make clear that God would use the 300 men to conquer the Midianites. This dream was to give them that assurance, to give Gideon the assurance that this is nothing but the power of God, nothing but a miracle from God. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into our hands the host of Midian. So now he went back to the camp of Israel, and he said to, Now I know that God is going to do this. Before it was even done, the confidence was there that this is done. God has done it. And if for your homework, you can read the rest of it. Those 300 men were divided into three groups of hundreds. They had their vessels with a lantern in it. And when the trumpet blew, they broke the vessels, and the Midianites, I think, jumped up in fear and were afraid. God made them afraid, and they were gone. The power of God. Midianites and Amalekites, like grasshoppers and camels, and here's Gideon with his 300 men. Impossible to do in men's eyes. And God says, I can do this. And my challenge for us today is that the God that you are serving? It's the God that I am serving. And it's very important what we read in verse 34. It says, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. You and I, we need the Spirit of the Lord more than ever now. But when the Spirit of the Lord is in our life, God can use us and accomplish His will through us in a time of turmoil, in a time where things may look impossible. Remember, we serve a God of possibilities, not impossibilities. Just remember that we serve a God of possibilities. Let us close in prayer. Our great God and Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for many examples in scriptures and many examples in our life today, how you do answer our prayers. Maybe many have been sick and you have heard our prayers because we have prayed for them and you have healed them. Maybe someone has lost a loved one and we prayed for them and we comforted them, and you are carrying them in your arms. That's how big of a God we serve. We serve a God so big that He wants to do mighty things through just an ordinary person like you and I. And so I just pray for this congregation that they would allow God to use them. That your Holy Spirit would again fill each one. That we can serve you. In a time where there looks like there could be many impossibilities, yet you are a God of possibilities. And I thank you most of all for salvation that has come through your Son, Jesus Christ. Something we could never have done is paid for our sins. And yet Jesus did that. We thank you for that. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Because without the salvation of Jesus, we'd be lost for all eternity. Without the grace of Jesus, we would get what we deserve, and that would be hell. And so we thank you again. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we kneel in prayer, I have two prayer requests, and let's earnestly pray. Please pray for Jared Henricks, who is 22 years old and in a coma in the Health Science Center. Jared was involved in a semi-truck accident on Highway 75. Jared is from Rosengart, has three siblings. Please pray for him, his family, that he may recover from his injuries. Second prayer request would be is, please pray for broken homes. There are so many. There's so much division in homes. Please pray for one another. That we could come to the point of really appreciating what Jesus has done. You know, when we look at, like I said before, look at how great our God is, turn our focus away from this world, we see that God can do great things. Let's not forget to pray. Kneel with me in silent prayer at this time if you're able to. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Again, take the blue books and turn to page number 447, Sand the Light. 447.
From the Church Finance Board. says, to the Sommerfeld Mennonite Church membership, greetings to all, and thanks be to God, who is continuing to bless us. As you all know, we have again come to the start of another fiscal year, when the church needs to update our fiscal situation and responsibilities. On behalf of the whole church, we want to be grateful to God and one another for the monetary gifts that have come forward. In order for us to cover this year's expenses, we will once again be asking for the suggested membership fee of $400 per member per year. These fees help cover costs such as utilities, repairs to the churches, transportation for the ministerial, and major building improvements. Your donation should be made to the general fund and be marked membership. Online donations are also available. Paul could say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, and so can we. Thank you for co-laboring with us. It's from the Church Finance Board.
Thank you for that announcement. And so once again, I would just want to thank everyone that has come out this morning. It's good to see that people want to fellowship together, that they want to hear God's word. And so let us close with the benediction we find in the book of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So wish you a great week, and let's remember to pray for one another. Thank you.